This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. All right, this is a very important broadcast today. The Civil War is underway. It has begun. And the first step in every war is to control the information flow. This has already begun. The powers that be in the United States, the technology giants such as Google, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, are now actively and aggressively censoring all opposing views. And anyone who's not a so-called progressive slash liberal slash Democrat is being wiped out, blacklisted, deleted, banned, prevented from broadcasting. It's happening across the board, and it is underway. And it's step one. Because, you see, when the full attack comes, the attempted revolution, the attempted takeover of America by deranged lunatic leftists, they have to make sure that they can control the narrative, that there are no independent voices who can speak out and who can report the truth of what's actually happening. This is the same way that if an invading army goes into some nation that they want to take over, let's say some African nation, the first thing they do, well, maybe the second thing, the first thing might be to control the airports because you need the landing strips to bring in your military planes and supplies and so on. But the second thing they do is they go in and they raid all the media outlets and control the media. Why is that? Because they need to make sure that they can broadcast their version of events to everybody else, you know, to everybody in the country. So they take over the media. The information war, or the info war, as it's called, is a high priority in every aggressive action. My point to you today is that this is now underway in America. This means that the radical left has something very big planned as a follow-up tactic, something huge, something that is so huge and so malicious that they cannot even allow a single conservative voice to be able to offer a public opinion or a disagreement of what's of the official story. Something huge is coming. So think about what that could be. And think about some of the other stories that we've reported in the last 6 months, such as the contractors being told to prepare for domestic deployment because they're going to be domestic issues, riots, chaos in multiple cities across America as radical leftists take to the streets and try to overthrow their country. What we are facing right now is an attempted mob rule scenario. The mob, the left-wing mob, wants to take over, wants to rule. The mob wants to throw Trump out of office and put in place a communist regime. And they want to do it in a lawless way. They're not interested in respecting democracy or respecting the outcome of the election. They're not interested in following any laws. They're not interested in protecting constitutional rights. All they want is mob rule. They want enough enraged, deranged left-wing bullies and mobsters to take to the streets and scream and cry and use their cry bully tactics to try to demand that Trump be outed and that America be handed over to, I guess, Hillary Clinton is what they still want. It's unreal, I know. And that the left be put in charge of everything. This is what they want. And they are cry bullies. They're lawless. They're violent. They're dangerous. Did you see the story that Antifa, or an Antifa group in Austin, Texas, where I am, I'm located, is now actively recruiting mentally ill people so they can turn them into human weapons to be deployed against conservatives and against Trump? Really, they're actively recruiting mentally ill people. This is part of their recruitment plan to actually go out and target and recruit mentally ill people because they think those people are probably the most malleable human weapons that the deranged left-wing terrorist group, Antifa, can, you know, manage to control and persuade to carry out insane acts of violence. Because their plan is to follow, of course, the previous communist revolutions. I've mentioned this before, the Cultural Revolution under Mao in China. And as part of that revolution, young people were encouraged to murder their parents or turn in their parents to the government. It was a mass wave of executions against academics. People who wore glasses were assumed to be too smart to allow to survive. They were murdered because they wore glasses. University professors were murdered because they didn't want academics who could think for themselves. This is, you know, communist China takeover. And the young people demanded equality as, you know, communism. They demanded equality. They demanded fairness. And they demanded what we would call today social justice. And in those demands, they went out and murdered their own parents. And they murdered what would be called conservatives. And it was a mass execution wave across China, which led to the communist regime that exists in Red China today. And it's no coincidence that just recently, chairman or whatever his name is, Xi, X-I, I think that's his name. I think he's called chairman. I don't know what he's called. He is now saying that he's going to do away with term limits and he wants to be emperor for life. And China has gone out to ban anyone on social media who is disagreeing with that. There's a phrase in Chinese that is, I disagree or I do not agree. And that phrase has been banned by all the social media and all the tech giants across China. Wow, think about that. The phrase, I disagree, has been banned by the Chinese government. And that's a reflection of exactly what's happening in America today. When YouTube bans InfoWars, or when Google blacklists Natural News, as they did at one time for 6 days, or when Twitter cuts off conservative accounts. It's following in the footsteps of communist China. And by the way, it's China that also said to the United States recently that the government should take away all the guns from the citizens in order to, quote, protect the rights of citizens. What? Yeah, that's communist China logic for you. Commie logic. And the left in America eats it up. They love it. They love communist China. Look at Mark Zuckerberg. He loves China. He's all into communism. And so many of these young leftists in colleges and universities today, they think communism is awesome. That's because they've never lived under it. If you lived under communism for 2 days, you would know how badly it sucks, how horrible it is, what an abuse of human rights it is. Go live under communism. Try it for, you know, 30 days, if you dare, and see how much you like it. Go to North Korea. Go to you know, China. Go to Venezuela, for that matter. It's almost communism there. Go to Cuba. See how much you love it. But these young students in America today, they're cry bullies and they're snowflakes and they're all delusional. Well, not all. There are exceptions. There are some conservative groups in colleges, but they're being censored as well because the left just cannot tolerate anybody being able to engage in a debate. We've entered some very dangerous times here. Very dangerous. Think about it. When you have powerful technology companies that have decided that they are going to silence people's speech because they don't agree with the politics of it, it's like Ministry of Truth 1984, George Orwell is here. You got to wonder, like even YouTube or, you know, YouTube's doing the most aggressive banning right now, but Twitter's also banning. Who there decides what's true? Because they're banning people who say that there was a second shooter in the Parkland, Florida high school shooting event. So anybody who has a video that says there was a second shooter is immediately banned. But on what authority? Where does YouTube get its authoritative truth where they have decided, number one, that there wasn't a second shooter? What is their source? CNN? Fake news CNN? Mr. CIA Anderson Cooper, green screen, fake theatrics, stage town hall CNN? That's their source? That's their authority? CNN is fake news. That's what you got to realize. You know, YouTube, and besides, what business does YouTube YouTube have deciding which side of an argument is correct? I mean, what? YouTube is picking a side now and just banning the side that they disagree with? How does YouTube make sure that they always get everything right? YouTube is run by humans, right? Humans are not perfect. They make mistakes and they're biased. Humans are not angels. And at YouTube and other tech companies, they are radical left-wing libtards. Let's be honest. That's who's running these places. So of course they're wrong about almost everything. And yet they proclaim that you can only have one point of view on this issue or other important issues. You know where this is headed, right? In the 2020 presidential election, if you are pro-Trump, you will be banned. Only one point of view will be allowed. It's going to be the anti-Trump point of view. That's it. They've decided that they will not allow the people to have a voice anymore unless that voice happens to coincide with the wishes of the radical liberal lunatics who run YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter. Only then can you speak. Your First Amendment rights do not apply in YouTube unless you agree with the radical left-wing regime. That's where this is. It's already there. And it sounds just like China, doesn't it? Sounds just like communist China. So there's a backlash coming. One of the things that's happened in all this is that a lot of conservative content creators have been galvanized to work together to join forces to stand up against this tyranny. There are a couple of things that are happening. There are protests planned and government regulation underway against YouTube and Facebook and, you know, Google and so on. Jim Hoff from the Gateway Pundit is part of this. Many others are calling for government to protect free speech in technology venues. Because you see, the First Amendment only prohibits the government from taking away your free speech rights. It does not prohibit corporations from doing so. Yet corporations today are the greater threat to your free speech. So we do need government regulation just to make sure we have a level playing field so that both sides of a debate can be heard, so that a debate can even take place, which again is what the left does not want to happen because they cannot win any debate. They lose every debate, gun control, abortion, everything. They lose every debate if the debate is allowed to happen. And that's why they have to silence their opposition so that there can be no debate. And this is, of course, done in the name of tolerance and inclusiveness. Oh, yes, it's inclusive to exclude all the views they don't like. That's the left. That's inclusiveness. Tolerance means banning their political opponents. Yes, that's the left. Oh, tolerance. It's out of control, unreal. But the other thing that needs to happen is that, and is happening, is that alternatives to YouTube and alternatives to Facebook and so on are launching. Some are underway. Some are in under construction. More are coming. I'm launching a video site, by the way, to protect free speech. I'm not ready to announce the details yet, including the domain name. However, this video site is built to protect your free speech, and it is a pro-liberty, pro-America, pro-natural medicine video site. And we are going to work to become the number one destination for liberty-oriented voices. All those who are being banned by YouTube are going to have a home. And we are going to fund this and grow this and make it big, even knowing that it's going to be censored by Google. It's going to be censored by Facebook. It's going to be censored by everybody. Well, by all the tech giants. We know that in advance, even though that's criminal on their part, that's violating the First Amendment rights of our users. We know that the tech giants are so evil and so corrupt and so invested in the radical left-wing intolerance and censorship that they are going to blacklist the site in every way they can. And yet, the site is still going to be wildly successful. Why? Because, hey, if you want to be able to speak your mind, you want to be able to tell the truth about libtards, you want to be able to tell the truth about the gay mafia, without being censored, there's going to be a place where you can do that. And that's my video site. So watch for that. That's coming soon. You know, what's happening in America today. Again, we are entering very dangerous times. And this is a prelude. What the left is doing now with all this censorship is a prelude to something very dangerous that they're going to attempt to do, which is a radical communist takeover of the country. Make no mistake. I know I've said this multiple times, and sometimes user comments say, like, you know, what are you talking about? That's not going to happen. Yes, that's what they're planning. You got to understand. That's what they're planning. Why would they censor conservatives if not to silence everyone as they roll out their plan? These are the same people who tried to take over the Electoral College, tried to steal the election. These are the same people who have tried to get Trump out of office. They've tried to shut down all Trump supporters. These radical left-wing people are dangerous. They're dangerous to any free society. They are a liberal mob, and they want to use mob violence, and they want to use mob tactics to take over the country. They want to do like a mad mob rush across Washington, D.C., and just take over the country and just declare themselves to be in charge. Well, thank God we have a Second Amendment. And one of the final things I'm going to say in this podcast episode here is that one of the primary reasons why we need a Second Amendment is to defend ourselves against the radical, lunatic, liberal mob. And if you don't yet have a firearm to protect yourself and help defend your nation, I'm encouraging you today to go get a legal firearm, get training. If you don't already know how to use it, learn how to use it, how to deploy it, learn how to clean it, become a safe handler of firearms. Don't sweep me with your barrel, okay? That's why I don't go to public training classes, because too many other students sweep my legs and knees with their barrels because they don't know gun safety. You know, they're newbies, okay? I'm happy to train with Navy SEALs and former military and, you know, special ops guys, and I do, because they don't sweep me with their gun barrels. You know what I mean? But go out and get training and become proficient, because a day is probably coming that you are going to have to defend either your life or your nation against a radical left-wing lunatic mob that will attempt a massive takeover of America. It's in the works. They've already begun the early stages of it. It's underway. The war has begun. The information warfare stage is well underway. It's already happening now. This is not just some theory. This is not some future warning that, oh, it might happen. It's happening right now. Look around you. Look at everybody that's being banned by YouTube, by Twitter and Google and so on. It's happening right now. This is not a theory. This is underway. And the next stage is for them to just take it kinetic, or do the mob rush tactic that is in the works. So be prepared. Follow the laws. I always encourage people, follow local gun laws. I always do. I always abide by the laws. You know, I do the background checks. I get fingerprinted as necessary for ATF approval on suppressors and so on. I follow all the laws. Everything I have is legal. But be ready, because the left is coming for you. They're coming for your country. They're coming for your liberty. They're trying to take away your First Amendment right, your Second Amendment right, and ultimately your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment, everything. They despise liberty. They despise America. They despise citizens being able to defend themselves, and they're coming for you. So thank you for listening. Read my website, naturalnews.com or newstarget.com. And hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. MAGA. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.